Good morning, Guy.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for doing this. You know, you know what my purpose is, right? I shared that with you. And that is to inform as many people as I possibly can with respect to how they can regain control of their health using safe, natural, and effective methods. And the nutrition response testing technology started you on the path to do that, didn't it?
Well, yes, it did. In fact, one of my main issues, you're going to do a seminar that's coming Saturday, is fatigue. And I guess I just attributed everything kind of gradually to getting a little older and things. And
yeah.
So I neglected doing anything about it for quite a while.
Had you, Guy, had you done anything before that? I mean, had you sought out any assistance, either, you know, professionally, any kind of practitioner or doctor, or just looked, read books, magazines? What were you doing before that?
Well, in my slightly younger years, I paid more attention when I was in my 20s. I was trying to pay attention to what I ate and just kind of, you know, listening to people at the co-op and things, you know, whatever. But I didn't have really a plan or anything. I kind of gradually went away from it just because life and the world and everything.
You know, that is a great, that's a great point, Guy. Life and the world and everything is essentially what diverts our attention, doesn't it?
Right.
And isn't that why, I mean, to me, isn't that why working with someone, you know, like myself or someone like me, who can set out a specific strategy and a plan? I mean, isn't that a key to your success?
Oh yeah, yeah, it is. I really hadn't looked for any solution to my issues, so it was just a matter of if something came up specifically, an infection or something, I might go see the MD and get a prescription. But yeah, in general, I wasn't doing anything really to help my health.
Yeah, it's the old rescue me syndrome, right?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, besides the fatigue, were there any other issues that you were having, any other symptoms or concerns, so that other people out there can kind of get a full picture of you know, where you were before you started to do this nutrition response testing thing?
Yeah, the other main issue I was having was just kind of chronic all over achiness, kind of, I don't know, just sort of tingly, you know, whatever, not quite pain, but, you know, almost, and uncomfortable in a lot of the time. And I'd get up in the morning and it'd take me, you know, quite a bit of walking around before I could really move good and stuff. So,
were there any emotional issues for you? I mean, were your, and I'm not saying that you were, you know, any major sort of emotional problems, but I mean, just your mood in general, was that one of them?
I guess that was another thing that I can, you know, attributed to getting older, and I just was kind of frustrated with my condition and whatnot, and so in that way, yeah, I mean, it's a bother to not be on top of things and be able to function the way I want to.
Exactly. And so the other thing is, how was this affecting your life? I mean, what specifically were you doing or not doing because of these things?
Well, I guess overall things just kind of decline when you don't have energy and you're sort of uncomfortable all the time, and you just kind of want to sit and not do a lot of the things that even play with grandkids or whatever.
Right, right, right. And this, of course, all works its way into sort of what I call the downward spiral, right? I mean, things, you become sort of less, more and more frustrated. You're experiencing more and more difficulty with the pains until, life just sort of becomes less and less livable. I mean, it's about quality of life, wouldn't you say?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, I could get from day to day and perform my duties at work and whatnot, but it got frustrating that it wasn't, that I couldn't take care of it more easily or,
Yeah, where's the zip? Where's the joie de vivre?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So was the evaluation painful in any way?
No.
Was it unusual?
Well, unusual in the sense that I hadn't seen anything like that before, I kind of, if I think about it and try and reason out why it works the way it does, then, it's unusual, but I understand in a lot of ways that the world has ways of working that I don't understand.
Yeah, that we that's not just foremost in our experience, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But the unusualness of it, I often say that to get unusual results, you've got to use unusual methods. Remember, didn't you hear me? I mean, how did you hear about this in the first place?
Well, I just happened to. It's KPAM is tuned in on the radio of my alarm clock, and I'm getting ready in the morning on Sunday to go to church, and I tune in, and there you are. So I'd been exposed to your radio program for quite a while, and
so you'd been listening. You'd been listening.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So how long did it take before you reached out and actually took some action? How long was it?
Well, from the time that I first became aware of you and your practice, I over a year, I don't know. If
a year. Well, you were slower than I was. I was 6 months. Yeah, I was 6 months. So you were just double. But you did reach out. You did reach out. What put you over the edge? I mean, you'd been listening for a year. Obviously, you'd had these conditions that you're talking about, the fatigue and the chronic, muscle achingness and tingling, and so just anyway, sort of abnormal feelings, and that frustration is growing. I mean, why then?
I guess it was just time. I had been. We took actually a 3-week little vacation. My wife and I went down to Lincoln City and rented a house and just hung out. And I had plans of being a little more active while I was there, but I didn't really feel like, even after that. Long break from work, I still wasn't really feeling like I'm recovering and, want to go out and be active. And
when was that? When was that? That was during the summer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was during the summer of this past year.
So I got back mid-August and then I was even more compelled, I think, at that point to do something about it. So
cool. So okay. So what results so far? So you've been on a program for how long now?
Since October. So October 7th, I think I.
See, he's got it right down to the date. Yeah. So four months plus, say.
Yeah.
Huh? Yep.
So, and yeah, I've almost right away, I realized a couple of weeks after that, but pretty much right away, the achiness and things started diminishing. And so.
And this was, so what I did was, right, I evaluated you using the nutrition response testing technology. By the way, folks, for those of you who aren't familiar with that, all you have to do is go to my website at AccuNatural, that's acunatural.com, and take a look there, and the particulars of nutrition response testing are set out there. So I don't want to go over all of that right now. But so you I evaluated you, and I designed a nutritional healing program specifically for you.
Right? Yes.
And this show is about diets. And everybody out there wants to know, what is the best diet for them? What would you say?
I would say the diet that's best for them.
I mean, meaning?
Well, I mean, they would have to be eating things that would be appropriate for better health for them. Different people.
And how would they do that? I mean, you've got out there. You've got blood type diets. You've got metabolic type diets. You've got the Pritikin diet. You've got, you know, the South Beach diet. You've got the vegetarians and the carnivores. I mean, you got thousands and thousands of diets out there, all claiming to be the diet. But what is really the diet?
Well,
the one you test for.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, every person has their own specific diet that will get them where they want to go, that will improve their health, that will restore quality of life, and there is a way to identify it, and it's not in a book, is it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's not in a book. And the diet that you got was the diet that we tested you for.
Correct.
And the result. Go ahead.
I might say that the diet that's right for me might be in a book somewhere, but how many would I have to try before I hit the right one?
Right. You might pass before you found that.
Yeah.
And at some point, you know, the hit and miss strategy, I mean, for all you folks out there, I mean, that's essentially how I got my health back, was to find out specifically, to have someone who knew design a personalized nutritional healing program. And the technology that they used was nutrition response testing. I became a master in that particular technology, wrote the book called The Great Health Heist, and, you know, just made it my purpose to get out on the air to try to inspire as many people as I possibly can to recognize that if your health is going south, that there is a safe, natural, effective way to restore it. And you would agree with me now, wouldn't you, Guy?
Yes, absolutely.
So you started to say the results were that you almost immediately when you started to put into practice, and by the way, when you started this, I asked for a commitment from you, didn't I?
Yes.
I mean, and you have found that to be essential?
Yes. Yeah. It does push me to take the steps and I feel like I'm kind of on my way, but in the beginning, it's critical, I'd say, to have those steps laid out and somebody to hold you accountable as far as that goes.
You know, it's funny. I mean, almost everybody to a person says that, and it really is critical, don't you think?
Yeah.
And the results, do they back that up?
Oh yeah, I'm very happy with the results.